Welcome to this week's Insurance News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estratore, here to fill you in on what's been making headlines over the past week, covering the good, the bad, and the noteworthy from around Australia. We begin with a burning issue that swept across our desks, the ongoing dispute on broker remuneration transparency. There's been an upsurge in calls for greater transparency in insurance broking landscape. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee is now urging mandatory disclosures for small businesses. This is prompting the National Insurance Brokers Association, or NIBA, to revisit its 2024 code revision. There have been allegations of unlisted practices and conflicts, intensifying the need for stricter adherence to the rules. As this conversation unfolds, we watch as stakeholders try to balance broker input while also preserving small business trust. All this leading up to forthcoming code reviews. Changes are also in the wind for iCare. Starting October 8th, there will be significant shifts in place aimed at boosting efficiency and cutting service costs by around 5%. This comes after a New South Wales Treasury operational expenditure review highlighted issues in governance, culture, and accountability at iCare. One of the key amendments to the State Insurance and Care Governance Act 2015 includes removing the CEO from the board, along with requiring ministerial approval for CEO appointments. This reform is expected to bring up to $23 million in annual savings, whilst potentially impacting up to 130 jobs. Now we turn to a story that highlights the complexities of making a trauma insurance claim. An unfortunate individual who was seriously injured in a horse riding accident has been denied a trauma insurance payout from Clearview Life Assurance. Despite severe symptoms and a change in lifestyle, insufficient proof of permanent disability led to the claim being rejected. Her general physician and orthopedic surgeon hold the hope of recovery in the next 18 to 24 months. As future medical evidence could possibly alter the outcome, it reminds us once again of how complicated trauma insurance claims can be. And on the horizon, we see artificial intelligence, or AI, gearing up to reshape claims processing over the next 5 years. Willem Polling from IAG shared at Sydney's Claims Convention about progress overseas that is set to be integrated locally. AI, he said, is going to streamline processes, save on costs, and boost customer satisfaction. With its capacity to analyze event data, categorize claims, and detect fraud, AI will likely result in faster and more reliable service, benefiting both insurers and you, the customer. And that's all for our weekly news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted choice for personal and business insurance. As always, you can find more on these stories and other industry updates via our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore. And it was great having you with us. Until next Sunday.